broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Gee, I can't hear that music. I know, they dropped the level of the music while I was talking, or they thought I was going to start. There it is. Okay, yeah. Welcome back to world famous Phil Hendry Show on your radio. And welcome to our program, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Tonight, a couple of things going on for you. We have, obviously, our news and information hour, but we've got a couple of guests that we're going to bring on. Justin McElroy, who was with us last night, is going to join us again to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jeff Dowder is going to be joining us concerning a very bizarre and, dare I say, disgusting and obscene book. And I'm being very serious. Amazon's got it. It's called Wet Goddess. I'll describe what that's about. It's just vile. And Herb Sewell is going to join us this hour to talk about Michael Vick, a little bit more on Michael Vick. Now, I know that the Michael Vick story in and of itself, it's very interesting. People will say, oh, the Michael Vick story is old. Yeah, that's why everybody was talking about it right after Vick got injured on Sunday. That's why everybody is back talking about it as the Philadelphia Eagles, run around seeing whether or not they're going to have a quarterback for the next game. But it's old? No, I don't think so. No, people are not done with Michael Vick by a long shot. People are not done with Michael Vick by a long... Let me explain something, all right? Now, and I understand that there's a cultural difference, quote-unquote, for some people. Torturing animals, I don't give a damn why, is not something that civilized human beings do. And the other thing I was going to say, and I think I'll say it, is if you torture animals... And it's, something that you do. Well, that's fine, I guess, but understand it. And even if it wasn't against the law, there's going to be a lot of people that just flat don't like your ass. What do you think of that? Think somebody ought to pass a law? Joining us on our newsmaker line tonight is Herb Sewell to talk about this. It might be a strange choice, but we thought we'd bring Herb on because he's got a point of view that... He wants to share, and the reason why I say strange choice, Herb, I've been sort of experimenting with the idea of having you tell your story.
Well, I don't know that I'm not being a broadcaster,
Well, all right. Why were you in prison?
I was in prison for child molestation.
All right. So you were in prison for molesting children.
That is correct. But the thing I wanted to say, Phil.
All right. Well, hold on. How long were you in prison for?
I was in prison for 8 years.
8 years. And you are now in a halfway house?
That is correct, yes. I'm on parole. My probation necessitates that I stay several hundred yards away from children. It also necessitates that I... any place where children congregate, I may not live near, nor am I allowed to travel near or be near. As well as my address is anonymous, as I mentioned, at one of a halfway house that is operated by the state of California. And I'm right now the terms of my probation do allow me to work via a telecommuting situation.
All right, so you're there basically at your residence working.
That is correct. Yes.
And what do you do?
I do research. I do research for I can't mention the school, but I do assistant. Statistics as well as research having to do with political science.
All right. So you having done all of those things, and they're certainly nothing to crow about, you are now on probation, and you are now at a halfway house, and you haven't reoffended.
No, I certainly have not. Not at all.
But, all right. What is your opinion of Michael Vick?
I'm very, very grateful to have this opportunity, Phil, to talk about Michael Vick. My opinion of Michael Vick is that what I've done in my life, I think that Michael Vick, I would never, ever cheer for him as a football player. And even though he served his sentence, I would never cheer for him as a football player. And the reason is this. I may have molested children, but he tortured a dog, tortured several dogs, and that's something I would never do. Never in my wildest dreams would I ever do that. And that makes me, in essence, better than him. And that's why I'm excited to be on your program.
Now, what, hold on.
I do know. I want to say that I'm excited to be on your program, and I'm excited to talk about this. Because for the first time in several years, I'm able to get on a radio show, a television show, and not talk about my downfall and talk about my problems and the crimes that I've committed. I'm able to talk about another man's crimes, and I can feel confident that I'm better than him.
All right, so you're better than him. What do you mean better than him?
What do I mean better than him?
Yeah.
Just what I said. I'm better than him. This is a man that's, he killed dogs. He tortured dogs.
You molested children.
That is exactly correct. And I paid my...
Well, he paid his dues, too.
Hold on. I know that he paid his dues in prison, and I paid my dues in prison, and he's come out, and now he's trying to start his life again, as I'm trying to start my life again, but he's trying to start his life again after having killed dogs. I'm trying to start my life again after having molested Jeff. Yes, I molested children, but I didn't kill a dog. And so you ask me, what do I mean when I say I'm better than him? I don't think it takes much of an imagination.
Well, when you say you're better than him, are you morally superior?
I think listening to your broadcast this evening, I could be wrong. I don't want to say that I have the absolute on this. But I think anyone listening to your broadcast this evening, Phil, given the choice between me and Michael Vick, would choose, if this was a situation where we're going to have a social event, for instance, a barbecue. And as you know, we've had the Buddy Bellhaven has had her barbecue now every year since I got out, which is about 4.5 years ago. Walter, her husband, I met in prison. And Bunny is having she's having a reunion. And I would think that we could have our barbecue and not have a problem about that because Michael Vick killed dogs.
Well, look, that's getting way off the point.
No, it's not off the point because a lot of the neighbors don't want us to have this barbecue, and I made that point. I said to them, would you want Michael Vick to come to your house? And you know what they said? They said yes. And I said, well, guess what? He murdered dogs. And that's when they started to look sheepish.
You want to have some reunion, barbecue, or cookout for former inmates or these guys that were convicted of child molestation?
There was a couple of them were convicted of a variety of crimes. One of them was manslaughter. Another was child endangerment and so on. But none of them had anything to do with endangering or murdering or torturing dumb animals. A dumb animal who has no idea why what's happening to him is happening. Furthermore, did not ask for it. I'm not saying the children that get molested ask for it. What I'm saying is this.
No, I think what you're saying is you already said it. You're better than him.
No, I'm saying that you've got a dog murdering, torturing SOB who's playing professional football, and you've got Herb Sewell who did what he did, and I'm living in a two-story wood frame house in one of the more degenerated areas of the city that I'm in with 5 or 6 other deviants trying to get my life started again. Who do you think has it easier? Michael Vick.
All right, here is a moral dilemma, and it's not a dilemma for me. I think I'm pretty clear on this. And our number is 877-876-PHIL. Children are human beings.
I understand that.
And dogs are dogs.
Well, no, but you're using the excuse that Michael Vick and his people use. They're dumb animals, you know?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you call them.
Yeah, I call them a dumb animal because they need more of our sympathy, not less.
Do you think a dog is entitled to more sympathy than a human being?
Do I think a dog is more... say that again.
I'll say it again. Do you think a dog is entitled to more sympathy than a human being?
I think that a dog is entitled to sympathy. I don't know where you're going with that.
And why do you need to... I'm just asking you. Is a dog equal to a human?
What are you driving at?
What am I driving at? I'm driving at this. The crime against killing a human being can be as severe as death. The crime against killing or torturing a dog is as severe as a prison sentence, but you don't get, it's not a capital crime. So what I'm saying is the following thing. I'm saying that if you torture a dog or you torture a child, Both are disgusting and despicable acts, but one is a human being protected by many, many, many more laws than an animal.
Right. The animal has absolutely no protection, can be tortured, can be run over with a car, can be beat up, spit on, laughed at.
And what do you mean laughed at?
The point that I'm making is the dog, you can treat the dog any way you want, and you're playing football on a Sunday afternoon. And you can say anything you want, Phil, but I know that I'll go to my grave knowing, as despicable a man as I am, and I did some things that were very despicable, there's no question about it, but as despicable a man as I am, I'm better than Michael Vick.
And well, that's like a mantra for you, huh?
Well, if it has to be, yes. Absolutely.
All right, we're on the line here with Herb Sewell. Take a break here, bud. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking about Herb's take on Michael Vick returning to the NFL, the crimes that Herb committed, and the comparison, if there really can be made a comparison between him and Michael Vick, that he is making. 877-876, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and with me is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is here in the Los Angeles area. For 8 years, Herb Sewell was incarcerated at Atascadero Hospital, the forensic hospital in Northern California. Atascadero, at one time, they might have referred to as a hospital for the criminally insane. But nowadays, they call it a forensic hospital, right, Herb?
That is correct. They're a forensic hospital, and I did do some trustee work.
You were an assistant to a couple of the doctors there.
That is correct. I was assistant to Dr. Suffend and Charles. And at that time, I was merely a record keeper, and I've taken what I learned there into my private life here in the job that I have here. But you're absolutely correct, yes.
All right. Now, you underwent a variety of different treatments, didn't you?
Yes. I had insulin shock at one point, intensive psychotherapy, vitamin therapy, drug therapy. And I was quite, when I first went there, I was quite psychotic. There's no question about it. I was violent. I was probably on the verge of some sort of a homicidal act, I'm not sure. I did get to know others that were very, very sick. I got to know Bonnie Bell Evans, husband Walter Bell even. She's the one that's putting on this feed, as they say.
Walter Bell Haven is who?
Well, Walter Bell Haven was convicted of a serial murder, and this was of a series of children.
And well, they house all you guys in the same place?
No, it's not. No. I got to know Walter when he was undergoing treatment.
And how did he respond to treatment?
No, he did not.
He did not?
No, he did not. I'm fully, fully confident that Walter will never get out. I don't think even Walter wants himself to get out. I think the type of man he is such that you wouldn't want him out. I don't want him out. I think the only person that does want him out is his wife.
Would he ever harm his wife?
Never in a million years.
Isn't that interesting? So Walter Bell Haven, this man is a serial murderer.
That is correct.
That no one wants out except his wife because you're confident he'd never hurt her.
Not only would Walter not hurt Bunny, I think, and this is the most incredible thing of all, I think he's quite frightened of her. In other words, I think he's fearful of losing her. And so that is the bizarre hold that she has over him.
So you got out and you are now in the free world, and you're working out of a halfway house. You've not reoffended.
No.
Do you feel you ever will?
Well, no, Phil. I
mean, let me ask you a better question. You feel you've overcome these problems?
Absolutely, yes.
You're not conning me.
I'm not conning you. I can tell you You will never again, and I promise you this, Phil, and I'll let you can come and see me in prison if it ever happens. You will never again hear of Herb Sutton doing these things. Never, ever again. You will never. And if you do, it's easy enough to look me up. I'll be in some jail cell someplace if I survive it. And by that I mean, if that ever happens to me again, I will hope that law enforcement puts me out of my misery.
You mean you want the police to shoot you?
I would want, yes. Not that I would. It wouldn't be suicide by a cop, but I just hope that I just would want to do it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Walter Belhaven about the relative, the comparison between himself and Michael Vick. He was inside Herb Sewell for child molestation. Michael Vick went inside for animal abuse. And you said, use your words again, Herb.
I'd be very happy to. I'm better than, and there's not many people I can say this about, I'm better than Michael Vick.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here from Salt Lake City tonight. We have Tina. Go ahead, Tina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I would just like to say that it's just really outrageous for this man to say that he's better than Michael Vick. And first off, let me start by saying I do not agree, nor do I condone the abuse of animals. But the fact that this man took a human being, a child, and molested them, and then has the audacity to sit there and say he's better than Michael Vick, is ridiculous. And that right there just goes to show that his mental state says what he did wasn't as bad, so it's okay.
Because no, I'm not going to say that.
So
I'm not going to say that,
Michael,
but I will.
What Michael Vick did is worse. And it's not worse because it's an animal. And unless you're a vegetarian, sir.
It's an animal? In other words, ma'am, no. You have to understand. I'm not talking about...
I mean, you know, I'm not a
so you so let me just be let me be clear. You think it's funny to beat animals or to abuse them? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's funny, but I think it's
well. What were you laughing at?
For you,
you were laughing,
I'm laughing
ma'am.
At you. Actually, I think it's horrendous for you to sit there and say that you believe you're better than Michael Vick because all you did was molest a child and he abused an animal. You are taking. What you
and ma'am, when you abuse an animal,
less than abusing an animal,
do you think, let me tell you something that I learned in prison. Let me tell you what I learned in prison. Someone who abuses animals the way Michael Vick does, next stop, human beings. Don't worry about it. It will happen.
Well,
you've already jumped.
You either
jumped that rope,
or you did it when you
You're telling me that I jump rope?
No.
Listen to her. She's telling me I jump rope.
Jump road is what she said.
Jump rope.
R-O-A-D.
R-O-A-D.
Well, it's very, you know, ma'am.
And went straight to the children. So, you, and apparently...
Oh, in your mind, it's better if we start out by torturing animals. Let's torture animals first. Let's torture animals first and then move on. My God. You want to see the whole...
Do you believe it?
You want to see the whole animal kingdom put to the fire before you arrest someone.
No, sir.
Well, I mean, you have
Michael
torturing
Vick
animals.
What he did. But for you to sit there and say that you are better than him, you are.
Right, let me. Yeah. Let me ask a question.
Less than what he did, and what you did.
Let me ask a question.
Far worse.
What do you think? Why do you say you're better when it was a dog?
I'll tell you why. Because that it's not about the dog. It's about our humanity. When you abuse an animal, you are turning the same amount of humanity within yourself into garbage. Whether it's a human being or an animal, you have degraded yourself the same amount. So you may not get as much prison time, but Michael Vick degraded himself more because that animal was a dumb animal and can't go to heaven. How do you feel? What do you think about that?
Well, what does that mean?
A little child could go to heaven. A dog just goes to a ditch.
You know what? So a little child can go to heaven?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with an animal, sir?
I got you on that one.
No, you didn't, because all you're doing is showing how ignorant and messed up you are, because I guarantee
what?
At some point we're going to hear a little report about you're back in prison, because you think what
I already made a bet. I'll bet you, too. I already made the bet with Mr. Hendry. I'll make the bet with you. But the fact is, if you kill a dog,
to make, and you said hopefully if it happens again, you know, right there, the issue is, sir, child molestation.
Ma'am,
you have a
huge
problem.
I got to take a break. Thank you very much for your call. Tina, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Thank you. You too. 877-876-PHIL.
I want to say something. That woman.
Well, we'll give you a chance to say it, but I do have to get into a break, and we are talking here with Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell, incarcerated for molesting children. He's on our program saying, yes, he did do those crimes, but Michael Vick tortured animals, and that's much, much worse. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I want to say something.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. God will get it done no matter what. With me on our newsmaker line is Herb Sewell, and Mr. Sewell is in an undisclosed location, and the reasons for that have been discussed in the program. It has to do with the fact that he has been in prison for a despicable crime, and he's not denying that it was despicable, child molestation. And we're talking with him about Michael Vick. And why is Michael Vick back in the news? He's back in the news because there were some questions about the injury he sustained last Sunday, being late hits, cheap shots. Is he being targeted for the crime that he went to prison for? Is Michael Vick, and there are some people saying, you know, he paid his debt to society, leave him alone. Those are the very same people, by the way, who will tell you that no matter how long in prison a cop stays, for instance, for police abuse, once he gets out, he's still fair game to be called pig. So I don't really know what they're talking about. That having said that, Herb, I don't know how you call yourself a better person than Michael Vick.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You started out as sounded as if you were going to defend me, and now you turn around and say, how can I be a better? You just said that Michael Vick deserves the criticism.
I'm saying people have a right to criticize, yeah, even after the fact, yeah. They don't have the right to cripple him or to take a shot at him.
Exactly. But they don't have a right to do that to me. With him, I can call him a torturing animal, because he did torture animals, which you can't say to me. And the reason why is this. Children, when they are abused, it's a bad thing. But those children, once they pass on as older people, they go to heaven. Or they'll go to hell, but let's hope they go to heaven. When a dog dies, he goes into a black, vacant nothing. So the dog has gone through untold misery, and for what? For a void, just to go from being a dog to nothing. There's no, you see what I'm saying? So,
well, if one wants to subscribe to your theory of the afterlife, perhaps.
Well, what do you mean? I'm talking about Judeo-Christian. This is the Judeo-Christian ethic. A human at least has heaven to look forward to. A dog has nothing but a long black room. That's the afterlife for animals. It's just a dark room.
For eternity?
It could be. In other words, the afterlife for an animal is hell.
Well, talking about the metaphysical aspects of this is irrelevant. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Leo in Atlanta. Leo, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Why is it irrelevant?
Because how could you talk about it? We don't know. Go ahead, Leo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said one thing earlier. I want to let you know, Mr. Herb. You said a man who kills dogs, the next step for them is to kill humans, right? Correct? Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. The ratio of that happening is an extremely low percentage. A repeat offender, that ratio is completely higher than for a man who kills dogs to turn and start to kill humans. I'm just sorry to say. I don't believe that you are actually better than Michael Vick. Even though Michael Vick probably...
Where are you getting those statistics? Where are you getting those statistics, sir?
Yeah, look. He tortured dogs. Okay, great.
Where are you getting where are you getting your statistics on repeat offenders?
Repeat offenders?
I don't know where you're getting that. Yes. How do you? Because I've been told by police that people that torture animals often go on to killing humans.
It's the way you torture animals. Now, I have a friend who's a psychologist. She's purebred through college, everything like that, psychologist. And we were having this discussion about this, and she said the same thing to me. Torturing dogs is one thing, but to have dogs fight each other is a completely different atmosphere. It's not you putting a dog, hanging it up or something, whipping it. It doesn't work that way. A dog that fights is torturing a dog, but they're torturing each other. It's a completely different atmosphere.
They're torturing each other. Are you getting this guy? Torturing each other. Did they just elect to have a fight and the humans just happened upon it and decided to bet on it?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is torturing is torturing. Torturing means to actually physically apply abuse. They're applying abuse. The dogs are applying abuse on each other. Please.
The human beings put them in that situation. They would never have done that to each other had humans not. You're asking me to believe that somehow the dogs are hurting each other and the humans are incidental to that. That's insane.
Now, Herb, this is an impassioned defense, Herb, but you're not hearing what this man is saying. That may be true, everything you're saying, but to say still that you are better than Michael Vick.
Why are you? This guy is burying himself. Why don't you let him do it? Why'd you butt in?
How?
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is, we're saying in a mental standpoint that torturing, what you did to kids, that's torturing. You physically applied abuse to a child. That's completely different of us watching a dog fight. That doesn't
us? What do you mean us? Here. What does that mean, us? You've watched dog fights?
Humans, we're talking about humans.
Human beings are the ones that put the dogs together. Humans put the dogs in that situation. Humans breed them for that situation. Humans manipulate the situation. Humans create the situation. And you're trying to tell me the humans are not incidental.
No, he's not saying that. He's saying the humans are not applying their hands. The humans are not touching the dogs. The humans are not.
Oh, excuse me for saying this, sir, but that's an unmanly argument. Unmanly. That's a very unmanly argument.
I'm sorry.
Saying the dogs.
You putting your hands on a child, you to do things to a child, do things that a child feels uncomfortable, that may turn you on, arouse you. That's what you did, correct?
Right.
That is what makes you continuously want to do it again. You may have gotten done. You're pretty sure you've done more than once. What I'm saying to you is a dog, we don't have a control over the dog saying, okay, stop, like a video game. We let the dogs go. We may raise them to be beasts, but they react on their own after that. That doesn't force us.
Oh, you know something, Mr. Henry, I can't believe you're letting this man say this. This is the most asinine thing.
You know what, on any given other day, but you're the one that brought this up, Herb.
You're trying to make me believe that the dogs somehow are ultimately responsible for their own fate. Is that right?
I said that. No. That's not what I said. You said that.
Are you saying, can dogs drive? Dogs don't drive cars. They didn't drive themselves to the fight.
You said men that are dog fighters are usually turning to people who want to kill men next.
That's right.
Men, humanity,
that's right.
Whatever. That's incorrect. Because
you're trying to get me to believe that dogs drive.
That's not what I said at all.
He didn't say that. What a stupid comment to make.
Well, he said the dogs are controlling themselves.
You're
saying the dogs control themselves, so they might as well be able to operate a motor vehicle.
That's not what I said at all. We raise like raising a child. We can raise a child to do well, but a child will make his own decisions at the end. A dog, when you raise a dog to fight, it has the instinct to fight. When you let the dog loose,
hold on for a minute. Can you hold on for a minute? Because I got somebody here. Hold on for a minute. Will you get out of the room, please?
Who is that?
It's one of the men here in the halfway house. It's somebody in the halfway house. Hold on for a minute. Tell him to get out of here, will you? If he doesn't. Johnny, you know I went to prison for... Oh. I'm sorry. It was someone who wandered into my room. Yeah, it's someone from the halfway house. This guy's a mental case, and he started laughing because he's listening to the radio, and he's listening to you. You know what? Leo.
I pray he's not a kid. That's all.
No, he's not a kid. He's an adult man who lives in a halfway house with me. Now, hold on. See what he... You know what he told me, though? This will be interesting to you, Leo. He said he was listening to you and he's laughing his ass off. Now, this guy was inside for manslaughter.
Oh, that's a bunch of horse crap.
I'm telling you the truth.
man, you crazy. No, I'm sorry. Listen, you're not understanding what I'm saying. The concept of the mind complexity, you're not understanding at all. You're not getting it. You understand how the mind develops. You're looking at it as the dog. We're saying human contact is what arouses us. That's what I'm telling you. Human contact is what arouses us more than anything. What you did, the ratio of you turning over to do it again, maybe even to do it again,
but
is drastic. Because once you do it again and again, you're going to get bored.
You get turned on by looking at dogs fight.
Hold on, hear me out. Hear me out.
What is that about? That's weird.
Sir, you're going to do it over and over again with kids.
I'm just telling you. There's a guy in the house that's laughing every time he's turned his radio up in his room. Johnny, don't butt me. Every time he hears you talk, he's laughing.
Oh, that's horse dung, and you know it.
Because what you
know that you know.
Michael Vick's crime is not even on comparison level to yours. Humanity runs the world.
I can tell by the way you're talking, you think the dogs are just, they're a lot of fun to watch, you know, die.
What?
And, oh, God almighty.
What a thing to say.
All right, listen.
I own American Bully. And my bully is not, my dog's temperament is very well-mannered. She doesn't
American
bark.
Bully?
I ask her
What's
to bark.
That?
She's an American
What's
Bully.
An American?
That's what she is.
What's that? What is it?
It's the breed of a pit. That's what it is. I love my dog.
So you do raise them to fight. So you do raise them to fight.
What?
Yes,
I
you do.
Fight?
Yes.
Not a $2,500 dog, I don't. No. I want to show people like you that their dogs, it's not them. It's the owners. My dog.
Let me ask you a question. Has your dog ever taken the throat out of a kid? No. I'm sure it hasn't.
No.
Has your dog ever wanted to?
No.
See? You don't know. Well, how do you know?
This dog hangs around with cats.
My dog
They do that. Dogs.
It doesn't.
Dogs will do that.
It doesn't even
dogs. Dogs. They pretend like they like cats to put you at ease. And the next thing
they pretend now. They know you're saying they're smarter than what you
dogs are pretending
earlier.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. This guy's laughing at me. He's laughing at me.
Well, you're being asinine.
No, I'm asking this man to consider the fact that his dog is putting on the fact that he likes cats so he can get the throat right out of a 3-year-old when he's not looking.
Oh, come on, man. This guy's trained his dog. You know, as much as you can train dogs to fight, you can train dogs to be a very domestic and placid and good around kids and so forth.
You know, Phil, the day you stop making arguments for your callers will be a red-letter day, I'll tell you that.
Leo, thank you very much for your call, sir. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL. Who's this guy?
What guy?
This guy in the house.
Oh, that's Johnny. What? Johnny lives here in the halfway house. Johnny was in the, he was not at a Tascadero with me. You were aware, the men's colony at San Luis Obispo? He was at the men's colony at San Luis Obispo for manslaughter. And, some kind of violent act, and he was listening to this gentleman that I was talking to in his room, and he came in, and it was the most shocking thing in the world. Don't you ever stand over me and laugh like that again. Do you understand me?
All right, hold on, Herb. The show is here.
Right. So he walked in, and he laughed because he thought this chap Leo was funny.
Well, I think Leo was making his case, and he was, and perhaps one could argue with what he was saying, but the fact is this, and you still haven't said anything, in my opinion, that contravenes it, and that is that you are better than Michael Vick, okay?
But did you hear what that man, he said he had an American bully, which I don't know what that is, and
it's a kind of a pit bull, he said.
All right. And he said that the dog liked cats. Well, that was the tip. That was my first red flag. Any dog that pretends he likes cats is doing that to put you off and me off so that when we're not looking, he's got a shot at a 3-year-old's throat.
This is exactly what you were arguing with that man against. You said, and you were almost incredulous. You said, "How can you possibly say that animals make decisions for themselves? How can you say that animals motivate themselves?"
No. I was talking about the dog fighting. Now I was talking about the dog fighting.
But now you're telling me the dogs pretend that they like cats, so that it puts us off the scent of them wanting to take the throat out of a 3-year-old.
Are you done? Because that's not what I said.
That's exactly what you just said, man. I could have people call in. That's exactly what you just said. Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. If he didn't say that, man, then I'm the wicked weech of the West. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. And Herb Sewell joins us for our final segment, talking about Michael Vick and the unfortunate. And here's the thing about the Michael Vick situation. He was injured. And some people speculated that he might have been targeted. What do you think, Herb?
Well, I'm not a football fan, so I don't know.
Do you think that a man like that? Well, I shouldn't ask you if you think it's cool to target him.
Well, if you want my honest opinion, I would say that the environment that Michael Vick operates in is a violent environment because he's a professional football player, and so he's the target, obviously, of individuals who are going to try to tackle him and otherwise disrupt what it is that he's trying to do. So I don't know if Michael Vick has really any right at all to say anything about anything when it comes to that.
Well, he hasn't. I don't believe Michael Vick has said a word. I think it's been mostly the maybe his teammates. I don't know.
Well, I thought I heard someone say that retribution of some kind.
Well, and there's also the argument that his offensive line sucks, but...
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know enough about football, but you're asking about retribution. I would say that Michael Vick, having tortured dogs, yes, I would. If I were Michael Vick, I'd expect that.
Do you expect retribution for what you've done?
Do I expect it? Phil, the reason why I'm in an undisclosed location, and the reason why no one knows where I live, is because retribution is regularly meted out to those of us who have been in prison for this crime. So I think, you know, for you to ask me whether or not do I expect retribution, that's why I'm in a place that is an undisclosed location. That's why I'm not allowed to say where I work. That's why I'm in a state-sponsored halfway house. Because these things do happen. And I'll go you on better. There are people, probably some that I talked to tonight on the phone, who think that retribution should be taken against me.
I wouldn't doubt that.
You would not doubt that?
No, I would not.
All right. Well, then, I think if you think that there is a big difference between me and Michael Vick, and there might very well be. Take a look at the reaction of people to both of us, and it's very similar. There are people that want Michael Vick to be crippled for life because of the things that he's done with dogs, just as there are people that would like to see me taken out once and for all. But at the end of the day, I maintain I'm way better than Michael Vick.
All right, you know, you saying that, and it being a fact...
I gave you my reasons.
Well, you didn't give me any reasons that I think... You're giving me a reason that I think is silly.
Silly?
Yes, it's silly.
The one about dogs, after they die, they're in a big dark room.
Yes, the one about dogs, after they die, they're in a big dark... You said that human beings can go to heaven. Human beings have a shot at heaven. Dogs, when they die, it's just vacant.
Yes, it's not even a big dark room. It's just a black... A dog, when he dies, goes where cartoon characters go after we don't need them anymore. Where do you think, for instance, where do you think Porky Pig is right now?
Herb, this is an asinine conversation.
Would you please humor me? Asinine? You asked me a question.
What do you mean, where do I think Porky Pig is now? Porky Pig isn't real.
Oh, okay. All right, Porky Pig isn't real, and he may not be real. He's real in the minds of a lot of people, Phil. And
I think Porky Pig is still around. Don't they still do Porky Pig?
What do you mean, don't they still do him?
Yeah. I mean, are they still drawing Porky Pig?
I don't know if they're drawing Porky Pig or not. Look at the pork.
I don't know. I'll have to look under pork, yeah.
Yeah, you look under pork.
Who is that? Good God almighty.
That's Bud Dickman.
And he's got to look under pork. Save yourself the time, Dickman. I don't think that Porky Pig is used any longer as a cartoon character, and so the question remains, where is he?
And he's not real. He was never real.
He's not real. All right. Well, okay. All right, hold on, because I can... Okay, he's not real. You know what? I've got an argument against that.
Oh, well, listen to you. Okay, hold on.
I know what I'm going to say, and here it is. We treat dogs the same way we treat Porky Pig, as if they're not real. As if they're something that we can go ha, 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 point at, and go ha, 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 and then we get rid of them the same way we get rid of, Porky Pig.
Pig?
Well, it's his last name, isn't it?
You're talking about his last name!
Please ask him to shut up.
All right, hold on for a minute. Porky Pig never existed. A dog does exist. A dog actually has some a dog actually affects the environment that humans are in. A dog is there. We see him. He sees us. He eats leaves. He eats dog food. He takes a dump. He licks our face. He has an impact on the environment, okay? Porky Pig never had...
Never had an impact on the environment, you were going to say? Smart guy, huh? Did you ever laugh at a Porky Pig? Did you ever laugh at Porky Pig?
Yes, I did.
All right. You exhaled a certain amount of carbon dioxide. That affected the carbon footprint that you create, which is probably monstrous.
All right, thanks very much, and that's that. That was the stupidest hour of radio that we've done in a great many stupid hours of radio. That one's right up there. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.